It's the penultimate day of 2014, a perfect time to think back on all that we've learned over the past year. Nancy Pearl has a book that can help us with that task. Nancy joins us every Tuesday with a reading recommendation, and today's book takes up this theme of knowledge and learning.
It's called Knowledge is Beautiful, and it's by David McCandless. It's at least his second book. And I think this is a perfect, there's some books that I think almost everybody would be interested in one way or another. And I think this is another one of those books that I love so much because they lead to conversation. And it's a collection of charts and graphs and various ways of presenting different kinds of information. And the information varies wide. I mean, the subjects, sorry, very, very widely. Everything from types of meditation.
Types of meditation?
Types of meditation.
How many are there? They look like a lot.
There are a lot. You could do segmented breathing one. You could do balancing. You could do an analytical one. You could have a mantra. All these different things. Another one was called In Good Company, the U.S.'s top 500 corporations ethically rated.
Oh, my gosh.
And look how that's presented.
And so what you see is it's one of those kind of charts. There's not anybody super ethical, I
no.
think, up at the top of the page.
No.
It's like a graph chart. And a lot of the companies are sort of bunched down there in the bottom middle.
And I think also the better companies would be in larger print if they were. For example, Cisco is in much larger type size.
I got to say, Starbucks is way up at the top.
Well, and I think that
wow.
what we've been reading about what Starbucks has been doing for its employees and fair trade and maybe
wow,
that's...
fascinating.
Yes.
There really is everything in this book. What we're looking at, listeners, because you can't see it, is that each page, this is a big book and it's got glossy pages and there are various kinds of colorful representations of the information.
And so here's one on unsurprising studies, science of the unobvious. So here's signs of lying bosses. They're more likely to use extreme emotional words like fantastic rather than good when lying. I mean, how useful could that? That's so wonderful. Coral reefs are dead. Racists are stupid. Self-control equals success. Brainstorming is no good. I mean, all of these things you get a little, and I just want to say that they didn't make these up. I mean, every one of the charges is identified by who did the original work on it, where their facts are coming from.
So for people who love, you know, the Harper's facts and figures, this is
right.
sort of like that, except with beautiful illustrations and a lot more kinds of information.
Totally, totally. And, you know, there's a series of books called the DK books, which are very popular, wonderful nonfiction, highly illustrated, lots of information for kids. So you know, if that's the kind of thing you think your child, your young child would like, the DK books are wonderful. This is, this comes out from a part of HarperCollins called Harper Design. And they've just done, I don't keep a lot of books because, especially if it's not fiction or nonfiction that I'm going to narrative that I'm going to reread. But this is the kind of book you sort of figure, you know, on a dull day, who wouldn't be interested in the top 500 passwords? And then you kind of look to see, oh my gosh, is mine there?
Well, this is also one of those books that I can see at a coffee table on your New Year's Eve party before the champagne starts really
right.
like being swilled
right.
around the room where. You know, it's a great fodder for some sort of wild living room, a parlor game is
yes.
what they're called, right?
Yes, yes. And here, look at this one. You've got to read this page. Journalistic cliches, most frequently used. And here's most frequent in the BBC is zeitgeist. I love it.
Zeitgeist is a cliche now, huh?
Evidently. Outside the box.
Yes.
It's the anything stupid. You know, that kind of thing. Inside the beltway, out of the box, paradigm shift.
It's perfect.
Love it.
The book is called Knowledge is Beautiful, and the author is David McCandless, but I would guess David McCandless with a whole lot of designers helping
right.
helping puff this book up.
Right.
Beautiful. Nancy Pearl, thank you so much. I wish you a knowledgeable 2015.
Thank you. What a nice wish for me.
Nancy Pearl, always out of the box with her finger on the zeitgeist of all things literary. She's also the author of the Book Lust series, and she joins us every Tuesday on The Record with her reading recommendation. You can find all of Nancy's picks at our website. That's KUOW.org.